Kitzkiss celebrates Wednesdays with the Don. Get the inside story from the Mavs coach and GM on the team and the NBA every Wednesday at 10:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we're just getting rolling for today. We do need to send out this advisory to each and every listener that the Little Ticket might have here at the present time, and we hope that number is significant. I will tell you that. Those who muse so very gently will be at Service King Collision Repair tomorrow morning at 5:30. And it just so happens that the Service King in question here is located in crazy Fort Worth at 820 and Roof Snow. You can register to win ticket t-shirts and check out a couple of very, very foxy ticket chicks. So go see the Gentle Musers at Service King, Dunham and Miller, tomorrow morning, 820 and Roof Snow over in the town of the Cow.
And just for the record, just check about five or six emails. We are more than covered on the $2,000.
Are we?
We're more than covered on the $2,000.
I figured as much. Like I said, we could get that funded very, very quickly.
Well, we could probably get a guy up here within half an hour.
I bet Kevin could get one of his buddies from Mustang up here.
Easily. Danny, $2,000 in cash.
How about it, Holmes? You in?
Let me think about it.
Come on, man. You can
start that Anthrax cover
band
you've
been
talking
about.
Cash, dude.
Wow.
No, this will be one of those things where it's like, well, here's 100 and I'll get...
No,
$800 for 2 years now.
I'll transfer.
That's him. This is you. I have more regard for you than I do him.
No, you don't.
You'll have a check for me right now. Today.
Me too.
Today.
You named your price. It was met. Now you're back now.
I didn't name my price. You guys did.
No.
I said $20,000.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, I can't
believe for $2,000 you would not shave your head.
Would you do it for $2,000, Corby? Right
yes.
now?
Yes.
He just did for free.
So that was my point.
Come on, I want to do this segment.
Well,
we don't need
do,
to talk about my hair
you
right
what,
now.
He hates talking you about what, stuff like that more
you
than anyone.
Mission accomplished. We backed him down.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we needed to do.
I want
to
do Corby versus Jesus.
Give me Jesus minus points.
That's all the right. name of this segment, right?
No, it's not.
Is to...
I'm not battling Jesus.
Aren't you?
I didn't name it that.
Snake!
That's what it says on the run sheet.
Did you name it that, Grego?
No, of course not. Danny did it. He thinks it's real. See, what you don't understand is you give us these run sheets, and sometimes you write derogatory stuff down, and these are out at, like, road shows, and people see them.
Well, why do you think I put it on there?
Well, maybe you should make them a little bit more professional.
Guests show
like,
up and
like
read
Like the
those.
Other day,
oh,
you had Ranger S, and Doug Melvin saw it. He goes, oh, you're going to talk Ranger S, huh?
I'm sorry.
That was a very proud moment for us, wasn't it?
Unbelievable.
However, one of us appears to be looking to make a very fundamental change in his scene. Is that you, Grego?
I need to, but I'm not. I refuse to. But it's not me.
Danny?
Not
you?
Not tonight.
Are you looking to make a fundamental change in your scene?
No.
Kevin?
I'm going to dedicate myself to better hockey. That's about it.
That's good. About the intern in there, what's his name, Earl?
It is now.
It's Jake, and he said he'd shave his head right now for $100.
He did?
Mm-hmm. $100?
And he's got great hair.
You would shave your head for $100 right now?
Yes. He said yes.
Then I'm not interested.
anybody
that'll shave their head for $100, I'm not interested.
Are we really that interested in Earl the intern anyway?
Earl. How did you get Earl?
Oh, no.
Earl.
Psycho, you looking to make a fundamental change in your scene?
Nope. Can't say I am.
What about you, Rhines? This could be tricky. You could be going around the horn. It could be you.
No, not that I know of.
Huh.
Yeah, that leaves me, Greg. Don't act so surprised. Huh?
Snake.
Well,
how about you, Cobra? Snake.
The name of the segment should include you in, Mike.
Yes, it is me. I guess. I don't know if I'm going to make a fundamental change.
Well, boy, it sure sounds like it. And, yeah. Hey, I applaud you for this. You need this in your world.
I will be attending round one. Now, this may be it.
I hope not.
But tonight, I will make my maiden voyage to Bible study.
What exactly is Bible study?
I don't know.
You don't?
I don't know.
But you're going.
But I'm
going
to be there.
I mean, is it like where you get around and,
Florida,
and study? You just get around and talk?
I don't know.
The bus comes and picks you up at your house? And take you to a church to study?
Kind of like Sunday Beach LaManna?
No, this is not church. I will be going to a human's home.
You're studying for the church.
I guess. Like I said.
Where you can follow along on Sunday morning.
I don't know. I mean, if I showed up and there was a Twister mat down there and we had to play Twister for 2 hours, it wouldn't shock me because I don't know what I'm in for.
Are you thinking of joining the ministry, Corby?
No, Mike.
Thinking of being a missionary?
No.
Jesus.
What?
So Jesus,
listen.
What do you do? I mean, what do you do? I mean, you just sit around and study scripture?
Am I the only one who's...
Is there going to be a pop quiz?
Has anyone ever been to a Bible study?
I've never been.
Have you?
No.
I've been to tons of Bible studies, and it's going to be good for you.
Don't look at me. I have not.
Kevin, have you?
No. I've been to Sunday school.
You know what? Growing
never
up,
been
I had
to a
go
Bible
to
study at somebody's
two on,
home.
Two on Sunday and one on Wednesday. That was enough for me.
Are you going to take a highlighter and stuff?
I don't even have a Bible.
You probably need to take a spiral notebook to take notes.
You need to go buy a Bible.
Is there like a Cliff Notes version of the Bible?
Snake!
Where I can cheat? They leave out like the real boring books? Just throw in the real...
Tell you what.
Fiery Randy books.
You want an express route to hell.
What?
Cheat on a Bible study class.
It's not a competition.
How do you know? You've never been.
We're not going to take tests.
Can you name all the books of the Bible right now?
No. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth.
I've got the Idiot's Guide to the Bible.
Cactus says he has the Idiot's Guide to the Bible, sanctioned by the Lord, I'm sure.
And the Idiot's Guide to the Bible.
Okay. Well, bring it up. Bring it up, Cactus.
Take your second head and get out of there.
I remember having to memorize that.
Come on.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st, 2nd Kings, 1st, 2nd Chronicles, something like that. So I'm good. Hey, I got that down.
Make that the first thing you say. Testament. Say, which one of the books we're going to study, then rip off all those, and then don't say anything the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Everybody will think you're smart.
They're going to go, we're going to discuss Acts.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I forgot X. I don't know. This is fairly wife-driven.
Fairly?
Fairly? Is that the wrong word? Kind of?
I would say
how about
totally.
Very?
Are you qualifying it? Yeah, I mean, no, she's not demanding that I go. I mean, it was obviously my choice. I don't have to go.
Oh, really?
No, I don't.
Are you looking forward to going?
No.
You might get something out of this.
Yeah, I know. I may. I may really like it, and I may go back. I mean, I'm very interested in history. I was a history major in college. I took religion at TCU.
Had to.
Yeah.
Every degree, you got to take religion.
Yeah. It was interesting and everything, but Jesus. You know, it's just not something that I picture myself doing.
Especially on Shield Night.
How are you going to get through this night without thinking of that?
What? Jesus.
It sounds to me like Corby was conducting a Bible study when those were recorded.
Right.
Jesus.
Yet he's telling us that he's never been to one of these.
Some pretty radical views, man.
Just play him.
You going to bring up the
Go ahead.
The Royals outfielder?
Go ahead. You can play one.
Jesus smoked pot.
Now explain where that came from.
It was a song that I was quoting. It's just so shocking.
How many of these are you going to go to before the rotation makes its way around to the Davidson household?
No, that's no.
Oh, really?
No. Really?
No, it's permanently at this couple's house.
Do you know these people?
No, I don't know anyone in the Bible study.
Well, why are you going?
Because I told my wife I would. She...
Oh, dear. Why'd you tell her that you would?
You know why? Because she asked me when I was in Arizona having a good time, you know, just hanging out and enjoying the sun and a little baseball and outdoorsy weather. And she called and she was like, hey, I went to Bible study tonight and it was cool. And, you know, you want to go next week? I was like, yeah, sure. Thinking next week would never come.
Whoops.
And here it is. And she said,
oh, dear. She was like, hey, by the way, can you be home by like 10 after 7? Because we need to be there by 7:30. I was like, where? Bible study. I was like,
oh, dear, I can't.
Is this one of those deals that you brokered?
I could be there, dear.
Shut up.
I need to buy a Bible.
Isn't tonight American Idol night, you homo?
Tell you what.
Isn't it?
As a matter of fact,
yeah,
it
that's
is.
That's what I thought. I don't want to hear anything from
now
you.
That I can't wait. Now that I'm in a funding mood, how much to roll in there with a 40-ounce in a bag...
Attaboy, hammer.
And a Subway submarine sandwich, smoking a cigar. Just roll in there and go, all right, ready to learn a little bit about Jesus.
That's not so bad.
No, I'm not doing anything. I mean, these people may be really nice people, and I don't want to offend them.
What about
them
your idea of writing 666 at the bottom of your scroll? Right, and putting the swastika on your hand.
Yeah, those were my ideas.
Well, actually, they were.
Hey, guys. Y'all like 666 on the base of my skull?
You don't have to point it out.
Yeah, just let it happen naturally.
I shaved my head yesterday and found it there. Son of a bitch, huh?
Guess that means I'm the Antichrist.
Anyway.
You don't think that skinheads like you come out of prison and find religion? Of course they do. Who are they to judge?
That's right.
They can't judge you.
I'm not a skinhead.
Hey, look at Tony Blundetto.
Exactly.
He's trying to walk the straight and narrow now that he's out.
Right.
So you got some tattoos from the Aryan Brotherhood. Big deal.
I'm going to take this seriously tonight. I'm going to meet these people. I'm going to see what they have to offer me. And I'm going to try to actually get something out of it. And if I don't, then I'm out.
Well, they're going to offer you knowledge.
Right. And juice.
You know, it's not like they're going to offer you like some kind of money or some sort of religious inducement.
And ginger ale and sugar cookies.
That's right.
I'm going to demand $2,000 cash to remain in the class.
Are you going to tell us what happens tomorrow?
Yeah, I will.
You will?
Or you just let the audio speak for itself?
Because you will be taping, right?
No, I will not be taping.
Why not?
Be kind of funny.
It's an educational course. Why wouldn't you tape this?
Yeah, you might want to go back and review it.
You can get Earl to archive it.
Have fun.
Didn't you ever tape lectures in college?
No. Are you kidding me?
You didn't?
You mean listen to that lecture again?
Yeah.
No. I could barely make it through one, much less two. Shut up.
I always tape where I could go back and make sure I didn't miss anything.
Of course I'll go to Bible study, dear.
Well, I support you in this.
Thank
I do, too.
Thank
you need this.
Thank
very proud you. Of you, Corby.
Thank you very much. Well, you do, too, then.
I think you're going to be a changed
man. We're not
man.
Talking about me, though. We're talking about you. Besides, I go to Mass. You don't.
I went to Mass last week.
Did you?
Where I hooked up with the good Deacon Ken. Where we shot the bull for a little bit.
Huh.
Are you going to American Idol study tonight?
I'm hosting it. All right, coming up next, good gosh, what are we going to do? Ooh, a big, big night at the American Airlines Center. If you think last night was big, tonight might, I'm not saying it is, but it might be bigger. We'll get to that next here on The Ticket.